This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian is crawling up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain as people in the Bahamas attempt to assess damage and make a plan for recovery. The death toll in the Bahamas now stands at 30, but officials say they have no doubt that number will rise. The U.S. Coast Guard and British Royal Navy have ships docked off the islands, and the United Nations is sending emergency food rations and communications equipment. But AP correspondent Michael Weisenstein reports from Abaco Island that not much aid has gotten in yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police. But so far, there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming in. I think it may be starting today. But people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is pledging to do whatever is necessary to carry out rescue and recovery efforts. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan will be leaving the White House soon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says the peace plan is done but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on this and other stories, you can find us online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. You're listening to VOA News.